Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. It seems that anytime the President of the United States comes to your town, it would draw not only a big crowd, but all the local political leaders. Well, that wasn't the case today when President Obama stopped by Holland in Allegan County on the west coast of the state to talk about his visit and why some key leaders weren't there. I'm joined by the chairman of the Allegan County Republican Party, Joshua Leatherman. Thank you for joining me, Joshua.
Thank you for having me.
So President Obama visits Holland today, and the area's U.S. congressman, state representative, and even the governor weren't there to join him. While they're all Republicans, it seems that a presidential visit should supersede politics. Why weren't they present?
Well, first of all, the congressman wasn't invited. The president really bypassed all, decorum that previous presidents have shown. Typically, when you visit an area, you invite all of the elected representatives, and Congressman Bill Huizenga wasn't even invited.
And that's actually quite startling that Congressman Huizenga was actually... Now, in terms of the lack of an invitation for him, I know that Pete Hoekstra, he was the congressman at the time, during the last visit, was in fact invited. I mean, does this imply the president has a personal issue with having Congressman Huizenga at today's event?
Absolutely. The president campaigned when he ran for president on setting a new tone in Washington, but the tone that he set is if you disagree with him, or you don't agree with him, or you're too critical of him, then he doesn't want you to play in the game with him. And that was clear right from the get-go when he said, well, we won the election, and he told Republicans, you have to sit at the back of the bus. People didn't like that, and during the midterms, Republicans gained seat, and now he's telling Congressman Huizenga, well, you're too critical of me. I don't like you, and you can't play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he invited Congressman Hoekstra, remember, he was critical of Congressman Hoekstra and incredibly rude to Congressman Hoekstra when Congressman Hoekstra was kind enough to show up to the event.
I mean, it's so inconsistent with the message that he even spoke about today, which was that there's a real toxic atmosphere in Washington, and there really needs to be a much more bipartisan effort. It's very strange, in fact, that then he would disinvite or not invite the man that's elected by the people that he's speaking to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've hit the nail on the head. It's very ironic that he would talk about how vitriolic Washington is, yet it's completely disrespectful. When Congressman Huizenga was elected, he was elected by an overwhelming majority. And when the president didn't invite him in his own congressional district to join him in this event, it wasn't just a sign of disrespect for Congressman Huizenga. It was a sign of disrespect for all of the president's constituents and Congressman Huizenga's constituents in that second district.
Now, apparently, local state representative Bob Janetsky and Governor Snyder already had previous engagements, but shouldn't key Republican leaders make sure they make it to an event that involves the president's visit?
Well, and I can't speak for them, but typically they would. But, the last time a key Republican in the second district made it to an event, it was Congressman Hoekstra. And from the pedestal, the president was extremely critical. And as I mentioned before, he was rude to Congressman Hoekstra at that time. If I were a Republican representative, I would probably be pretty gun-shy about attending an event with the president, given the way he's treated Republicans in this area in the past.
Now, the president's visit to the Johnson Controls Advanced Battery Facility was meant to highlight its receiving $3 million federal dollars in a grant that's expected to create 150 jobs in Michigan and Wisconsin. Now, isn't this a clear sign for Michigan voters the president is actively working to create jobs?
Absolutely not. If the president, first of all, we'll see if those jobs come to fruition. Remember when President Obama a few years ago announced that he was going to put forth this great stimulus plan that increased spending more than any other president in history. He told us we were going to see jobs with it, and we haven't seen any jobs with it. He told us the economy was going to improve, and the economy hasn't improved. We'll see if the jobs come.
Mm-hmm.
keep in mind, if he were really concerned, he wouldn't have come to Holland to promote new mandates that are going to cost businesses more money, and he wouldn't be throwing all kinds of taxpayer money at it. He'd be drilling now. He'd be drilling here in America, so we're not reliant on foreign sources of fuel.
I'm talking to Joshua Leatherman. He's the chairman of the Allegan County Republican Party, where President Barack Obama was this afternoon. You know, while Republicans argue that the president has failed to spur the economy back, many Democrats say that the GOP hasn't been very helpful in the effort and hasn't proposed any real job-creating plans. Have Republicans made enough of an effort to work with the president to improve the country's condition?
Well, you know, I think so. But to be honest, right now, you look at what's happening with the debt crisis, and as much as we can, we need to be the party of no new spending. There needs to be accountability when the president wants to raise the debt ceiling. We need to have some accountability in place that says, okay, if we're going to do this, we've got to reduce spending tremendously. Yeah, there have been Republicans, and we can talk about that, who have played a part in increased spending. But, you know, 6 years of the Iraq war has not cost as much as 2 years of the president's stimulus package. Much of the problems that we're facing now lie at the feet of the president.
Now, Allegan County is a Republican stronghold. Are the negative opinions many have on President Obama based on the fact that he's simply a Democrat?
No. You know, I think in general, I think there was a CNN poll that was released Tuesday that say 66% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about real-life people saying, hey, this spending and this vitriolic debate that's going on in Washington, it's not working. We're sick and tired of it. We need to cut spending, and we need to get our house in order to get the economy back on track. I really don't think it comes down to partisanship. It certainly doesn't in Allegan County, where people don't, you know, for the most part, they don't identify themselves as Republicans or Democrats. They just believe what they believe, and they know what's happening in terms of jobs and with their family checkbooks.
You know, the recent debt ceiling debate did, in fact, raise some serious concerns about the ability of congressional Republicans to be able to compromise and work efficiently with the president. Isn't there a danger in being so confrontational with the president, especially when our nation's economy is at stake, that it can actually turn voters off dramatically?
No, I in fact, I think it gives credence to being more stringent and to stand up to the president even more. Again, what he's done over the last few years has not worked, and we've allowed him to do too much. Part of it is because for the first 2 years, the Democrats were in control in the House and the Senate. But now that Republicans are in control, we need to stand up to him more. And we need to get this economy back on track, and we've got to tell them, hey, this isn't working. No, no, no.
Joshua Leatherman, the chairman of the Allegan County Republican Party, where President Obama was just today. Thank you for joining me, Joshua.
Thank you.